and is now Twee.
Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria and Polokwane 32, Rustenburg 31 graden.
All roads in and out of Galludies are a mess today. It's because of the crash on the N12 East before the R24 split. And we've also got a crash. And this is the reason why N1 North so slow through Midrand. N1 northbound, a crash at Olifantsfontein Road, queuing traffic. And N3 southbound, N1 southbound, well, that's the spectator value.
Matrieks word gewaarsku om die einde van hulle skoolloopbaan veilig en met verantwoordelikheid te vier. Die laaste matriekvraestelle word vandag geskryf en trek die streep onder die eksamen van 5 weke. Minister van Basiese Onderwys, Siviwe Gqagube.
I urge matriculants to refrain from alcohol abuse during pens down events and matric rage parties. These moments of celebration of achievements should not risk life and safety. It's absolutely important that you do not engage in reckless behavior.
Inwoners van Westbury eis die vrylating van 'n man wat vanoggend vir openbare geweld in hegtenis geneem is. 'N Tekort aan water het betogings veroorsaak. Inwoners het vroeër vandag die strate ingevaar en paaie versper en bande gebrand. Die polisie se Andile Moshadi.
Well, the members of the community, they just disrespect the police officers. Even if they had a problem of water in terms of the service delivery. But when the police arrive, they must just appreciate that the police are here to protect them. But now the members of the community, when they are angry, they start by insulting the police, disrespecting the police. Then the police now are forced now to use force when they do their job.
Gauteng se polisie het gister 9 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem en op 3 vuurwapens en 'n voertuig beslag gelê tydens 'n mislukte kaap in Ivory Park. Die polisie het tydens se operasie toegeslaan op 'n syndikaat wat 'n sakeman van Benoni wou ontvoer. Polisie woordvoerder Amanda van Dyk sê nog 'n verdagte wat onlangs uit die tronk vrygelaat is, is noodlottig gewond. Nou na Noordwes waar die media ingelig is oor skrape wat onwettige mynwerkers in Stilfontein myn op gedoen het. Vroeger het die Departement van Maatskaplike Ontwikkeling gesê, hy hanteer ook die aanhouding van 96 kinders wat vermoedelijk betrokken is by onwettige mynbedrywighede. Masachaba Sifularu berig.
At 10 shaft, a cold mist bellows from what appears to be a disused vent. The witness, who did not want to be named, said the miners who emerged from here presented with a visibly moist skin that began to crack when they were exposed to the sun. Lawyers for Human Rights, Mamet Rusibe, says the route to the surface that police say is available to miners is brutal.
It means crawling for kilometers in a flooded, narrow tunnel that are treacherous. Those that come out, they've been crawling for days.
With no date set for the next phase of the rescue operation, Sibe has called on government to collaborate with locals to urgently bring the miners up. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
En beerkrag word steeds nie toegepas nie. Die minister van elektrisiteit en energie, Hossein Saramagopa, sê daar was geen beerkrag vir meer as 245 dae nie. Hy het aan die parlement se portefeulje komitee oor elektrisiteit en energie gesê, terwyl dit goeie nuus is, is die plan dat geen beerkrag in die toekoms ingestel word nie.
We shouldn't be celebrating the fact that there is no load shedding because there shouldn't be load shedding in the first place. But we are making this point just as an illustration of the kind of momentous progress that we have made from the very dark days of load shedding. I think we had subjected the country to untold suffering, which undermined the ability of the economy to grow.
Agus Chanel September, top story at this hour. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gqagube has urged the matric class of 2024 to celebrate the end of their final exams responsibly.
And remembering what happened a couple of years back with the pens down party at a Shebeen where a lot of people died, let's hope that the various authorities are tightening down, keeping that area and those areas safe for our kids. I'm sure, you know, Little Lawson hair down and everything. It's hopefully going to go well for our matrix. Yeah, they wrote agriculture.